You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The involuntary manslaughter charges announced last week against high-ranking state and former city of Flint health officials, they've made pretty big headlines because such charges are exceptionally rare. Adam Kandub is a MSU professor of law, and he is here with us now. Adam, just how rare is it to see, let's start with a sitting State Department director charged with involuntary manslaughter? Of course, we're referring to Nick Lyon, the director of the Health and Human Services Department.
To be honest, I'm not familiar with a similar charge ever.
So this is really unprecedented.
Right. I'm sure that perhaps, you know, the Top Gun researchers at the Attorney General's office can maybe find a case or two. But certainly within Michigan precedent, this is very unusual.
And then certainly for others charged with involuntary manslaughter, we have former Flint emergency manager Darnell Early, former DEQ water officials Leanne Schechter-Smith and Steve Bush, and then former Flint water chief Howard Croft. So, Adam, what does the state have to do? What does it have to show to win convictions for this felony charge?
Well, so I looked up the website of Attorney General Schuette and to look at the charges, and they're really quite unusual. What they allege is that the government officials failed to act, and that failure to act was grossly negligent and caused the deaths of these individuals. That's a lot to prove. The Attorney General will have to prove that there's a duty to act, and generally a duty to act in such situations involves things like child abusers who beat their children and fail to take them to the hospital, or teachers who discipline their students and fail to get medical attention. Rarely do we find government officials who make a decision about allocation of resources in a different way and therefore have a duty to act because of the incorrect or bad results. So that's a hard thing to prove, to show that there's a duty to act in this way. Second, they'll have to show causation. If you look at the people who had, at least in the press reports, the individuals who unfortunately did die from the Legionnaires' disease, many of them were sick already, and the Attorney General will have to show that but for the failure to act of the various government officials, these individuals would not have died when they did.
Adam, when a case lacks precedent, as you say, this is really very highly unusual, how much higher does it raise the burden of proof on prosecutors?
Well, it's not so much the burden of proof. The question is whether a judge will dismiss the charges before it gets to a jury. So I suspect that right now the defense lawyers are busily writing motions saying, Your Honor, this is not the sort of case that qualifies as involuntary manslaughter. Dismiss the charges before it even gets to a jury. I think if it gets to a jury, then the defendants may be in trouble because this is a very emotional, charged issue, and people want to see vengeance done at some level.
Dr. Eden Wells, of course, the state's chief medical executive, was charged last week with obstruction of justice and lying to a peace officer. So what does the state have to show here?
Well, that she gave incorrect information and therefore blocked or impeded formal investigation. That's a much lower level of proof and much less serious charge. That is not that's not the big hurdle for the prosecution here.
Overall, Adam, what do you make of the legal approach that Attorney General Schuette and his team of prosecutors have taken in this latest round of charges in the whole Flint water investigation?
Well, it raises a lot of interesting questions about the role of government. Government makes all sorts of decisions that are life and death, that affect the allocation of resources and that can affect people's lives. I mean, how many fire trucks do we send to relieve a forest fire or a house fire? What are the sort of health precautions we're going to take in various situations? And these often are subtle judgment calls. Sometimes they rise to the level of gross negligence where we want to charge our public officials with manslaughter if things don't go as well. But on the other hand, these are sometimes very difficult balancing decisions, and maybe the criminal law is a pretty blunt instrument to try to hammer out right results.
So it certainly seems like the legal world indeed will have its eye on this as it moves through.
Yes. If I were a government official or bureaucrat, I would be watching this very closely because if this goes through, I think that all sort of health officials involved with health and environment will really have this at the back of their minds. Well, if I make my wrong decision here and someone dies, I could go to jail for decades. And that would really change the regulation of these areas.
Adam Kandub, professor of law at Michigan State University. Adam, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. I hope I helped.